What is Wikifunctions? Wikifunctions is a new project by the Wikimedia Foundation, the caretaker of Wikipedia, Wikidata, and other projects. The vision behind Wikimedia is a world where everyone can freely share in the sum of all knowledge. Wikifunctions is the first new Wikimedia project since 2012. It is fully multilingual, both in terms of spoken languages, but also in terms of programming languages. It is a wiki of functions. But what does that mean? What is a function? Mathematically, a function is a mapping from elements of one set of elements to another set. Now, this is technically correct, but it usually doesn't explain much. Here's a different explanation. A function is something that takes an input and transforms it, predictably, into an output, following a specific recipe. It is some form of process, or calculation, or transformation. These calculations can be on numbers, but don't have to be. They can be on coordinates, colors, ingredients. They can turn two numbers into the sum, two or more colors into the mixture, or a list of ingredients into some new food. Functions don't just transform an input to an output. They answer questions. If a function can transform red and blue into the mixture, then it also answers the question, what do I get if I mix red and blue? And if you have something that answers questions, that's knowledge. Functions answer questions. Functions are knowledge. And the big tech companies know this. They have been using functions to answer your questions for a while. I can ask Siri, how many teaspoons are in 2 tablespoons? Siri will use a function to calculate the answer. I can ask Bing, how tall is the pyramid of the sun? I can ask DuckDuckGo, how far is the pyramid of the sun from Mexico City? Here's one of my favorites. If you go to Google and ask for the volume of a pyramid, you get this beautiful, immersive, interactive experience. It shows the relevant inputs, it shows the diagram, it shows the formula. It substitutes the inputs I enter and calculates the results. I give the height of 65 meters, we just looked up, and it will tell us the volume of the pyramid of the sun, about 1 million cubic meters. This is beautiful, but we only have these wonderful experiences for the functions that people at the tech companies deem important enough. As soon as we get away from those experiences, like trying to calculate the mass of a pyramid, we're out of luck, and it's back to the normal search experience. There's no way to create a new function, to share that function with the world, to answer more types of questions, to contribute to the world's knowledge on the topics we care about. Functions are knowledge, and knowledge is power. In fact, functions are a superpower because, unlike a Wikipedia article, they don't just have the answer that are in the text. No, a function can be used to answer a question no one in the world has ever asked before. And you know that they will do so reliably if you trust the function, which is why it is important that the functions are in the open, that the functions can be edited by everyone, can be checked by everyone. Imagine that. You can ask a question that no one ever asked, and you can be confident to get the correct answer for that question. That is truly amazing. And I really think that this is a superpower. A superpower we don't want to be granted and taken away by big tech companies. This is why we are building a library of functions that any one of us can edit, that any one of us can contribute to, that any one of us can use. Wikifunctions. These following screenshots are from the beta version of Wikifunctions. Wikifunctions is a wiki, just like Wikipedia is. You can join and edit. On Wikifunctions, every function has its own page. We can see here links to many different functions. For example, this is a pretty simple function, addition. Addition takes two positive integers and returns 1. For example, it takes 5 and 2 and returns 7. Every function can have several implementations. This, for example, is the implementation of addition in Python. This in JavaScript. Wikifunctions aims to support many different programming languages. It also allows us to implement a function by composing existing simpler functions together. Addition, for example, can be pieced together by functions that add one, take away one repeatedly. And because each of these functions have their own pages in WikiFunctions, each with their names in different languages, we can read and even write implementations and functions in other languages, such as German in this example. For many people, this will be the first time they can read and write functions in their own native language without having to learn English first. And it's the first time they can create and share functions they care about. Functions about their calendars, their units of measurements, their traditions and cultures. To summarize, we aim to allow for people without English language skills to use functions, to create functions, to implement functions. We think that there is a large pool of potential contributors who have all the skills necessary to contribute functions, but don't speak English. We hope to unlock that potential. We hope to grow a new community. We hope to bring in new contributors by supporting a new form of knowledge. We hope that WikiFunctions will lead to the creation of a comprehensive library of natural language generation functions for 300 and more natural languages. This will be a major stepping stone towards something we call Abstract Wikipedia, of which we will talk at another time. And we really want for WikiFunctions to democratize access to functions. Today, programmers have easy access to all kinds of functions, but others only to whatever big tech companies allow us to have. With WikiFunctions, we want to democratize the usage and also the creation and sharing of functions to enable many more questions to be answered, to bring us closer to a world where everyone can freely share in the sum of all knowledge. Join us on this path. Join us on WikiFunctions, now available at wikifunctions.org.